This is the Othello Podcast, and I'm your host, Rodrigo, and please welcome my guest, Iago. So, Iago, let's start off by discussing how well you manipulated everyone, including me. How do you think you were able to trick everyone and have them all fall into your hole? Well, you see, I saw all this as a game of chess, and you all were my pawns. I was able to use each individual how they were meant to be used, and how they will benefit me and further my plan of destroying Othello. Did you have any remorse at all for your actions and the chaos you have caused? At the time, no, and I still don't. Why is that? Well, you see, I had one goal, and that was to ruin Othello however I can, and that meant doing whatever it took. No matter the outcome. Of course, the outcome always came out in my favor.
Yay!
Indeed it did. Now, can you please discuss some of the things you did? In the beginning, I used you by offering you something you couldn't pass up, and that was a chance with Desdemona, whom you liked so much. You were so deep in the thought that you could have a chance with her that was able to rob you of all your fortune, and even got you to get your hand dirtied from me. And in the end, you still haven't learned your lesson, and look where that got you. Dead. The others were easy to trick as well. I just told them what they didn't want to hear, and I just acted as someone they could trust, and everything went well, and everyone played along just fine. When I had told Othello of his wife cheating on him with Cassio, he didn't believe me, at first, but I kept feeding him all these false information and false evidence until the point where he killed Desdemona. It's amazing to me how dumb you all were to not realize, and it surprised me how well everything worked out without a single flaw. Well, it seems to me you're a man with a very sick and twisted mind. But let's move on. If you could go back and change everything, what would you change? I would kill Amelia any chance I got. Everything was going so smoothly until the very end because of her. Everything else, I'd keep the same. I'll be honest, I enjoyed using you, Rodrigo, as it was quite easy since you're not the brightest. I enjoyed exposing Othello, because in the end, his true colors shined. I'll admit, I would like all the credit, but Othello should also be responsible for his actions like murder. He was never the good guy everyone thought he was. Thank you very much, Iago. That is all, folks, for this week's episode of the Othello Podcast.